Now you're on your own. I won't return. Forever you will wait. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering how you will pay for the way you did behave. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
Scotty spanks butts, he skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls.
When he was in baggy trousers, he did too much too young. He moonstomped on a clown for his high, you know. Clown cried his eyes out. Right, I'm off to drive uptown for some top scan. I'm taking the scenic drive to Scarville. Time to go-go, I go-go. It's not just the same old show on your radio. Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. till noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
He said he loved. Hey, good morning. You are listening to The Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. And some nice tunes in the background there. Here we go. I got Mr. X. Malcolm, how's it going there?
It's going good, Scotty. Good, good.
Yeah. Kyle from... Malcolm here is from Los Furios. And him and Kyle are going to come down today and talk Mexico, but Kyle couldn't make it. He might come out next week. We'll do some other.
It's a two-part series.
Two-part series. Mexico 2011 Furio Part 1.
Correct.
That was your first Mexican tour.
It was my first tour. Yeah. First time in Mexico as well. Yeah.
So before you came down to Mexico. You obviously must have heard some stories from the previous two Los Furios tours in Mexico.
I did, for sure. I wasn't too... some of it didn't sound so great about crammed on a bus for 12 hours. And Scotty, you were there
yeah,
the last two?
I was on... No, just the very first tour I was down there for.
Right.
Some of the insanity. I had a great time. I didn't have to jump on stage or anything. So actually, I did. I think I was drunk, and I did on one of the... I think I did the Scotty Too Hottie once on stage at one of the shows.
On the first tour?
On the first tour.
Right.
Yeah. But that was... I did something. I don't know what it was. I remember vaguely dancing in the rain on a huge stage. That's all I remember.
Well, I gotta say, yeah. Mexico was an awesome time, though. It was great.
Yeah.
The people and the crowds and the bands, just amazing.
Yeah.
Energy.
And your host band, Mascatesta. What like they came to Vancouver a couple years ago, and they're pretty great. But seeing them now, a few lineup changes, they just were a powerhouse, and they're really you could see that their fan base has grown huge too in Mexico, and they're really doing it.
Yeah, and we saw them 8 times in a row, and I still wasn't bored. It was still just like fascinated with them. Yeah,
yeah, amazing band. So, I don't know, what was your absolute favorite piece of that puzzle of
out of all the bands?
I know, just out of the whole week, the whole 10 days. I'm sure it wasn't the taco stands, because you're you don't eat the meat.
Being vegetarian, though, was quite funny. They bring you all kinds of stuff trying to guess what that means, but... I think the telehit, the TV show is really interesting.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. The show at Jose Cuervo
was
amazing.
That was fun, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, let me just double check. That was the one with the big fish out front, right?
No, that's Club 246,
oh,
which
that was
Club also 246. Amazing. Yeah.
Oh, that was the big show. We got to see Pedro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dros, we got to see you.
Oh, that really was amazing. Adesivo from San Salvador, El Salvador. Man, he has really fine-tuned that band. He's I don't know if they've had the same lineup for who knows how long, because he joined the band after they'd been around for a while, I think, right?
I believe so. Yeah. But whoever he's got playing now, I mean, just exceptionally talented.
Every single musician
talented.
In that band was extremely talented.
And they're sponsored by Jaeger, and he was drinking this little Coke bottle. And I'm like, hey, can I have some Coke? He's like, yeah, but it's not Coke. It's all Jaeger. And he's like, we got 40 of these back there.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't get one of those.
Oh.
Jerk. And that was the one show where there was, like, no booze.
Oh, no, we had booze in the band room. They hid it underneath all the juice.
Oh, yeah. There was a little bit.
Yeah.
But for the audience members, they were kind of screwed. I guess it's more of an all-ages kind of show.
It was all-ages, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite a few shows where there was, like...
Ska Wars.
7, 8, and Ska Wars had 22? 22 ska bands playing in this one festival.
Yeah, amazing.
And no other... And I don't think... They were all ska, I think.
It was all ska?
Yeah, it was called Ska Wars.
Ska Core.
Yeah, and it's pretty interesting to see Mexico is really embraced... All things ska.
Yeah, I mean, you could set up a ska tour
for
people who are really into ska and take them around to shows in Mexico because it's that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been like the way for a while. I remember even that first Furios tour. There was just a huge, huge ska following. Let's play some tunes here. We'll definitely get some Adesivo in a sec, but let's throw out the let's throw out the host band, Mascatista, who brought Los Fierros down and set up all the shows and treated us like the kings.
Excellent hosts.
Yeah, excellent hosts. So much fun. And I really hope they make it up to Canada. We could do it all again. Anyway, here it is, Mascatista.
Caigo A veces me levanto, otras veces no me muevo, otras veces ya no pienso. Quisiera encontrar el estado mental que me haga salir de esta triste soledad.
Y es que a veces yo no sé qué hacer. Cien mil versos cantaré sin saber.
Quisiera estar entre la multitud y así diluirme sin tanta gratitud. Y es que a veces lo deseo y otras veces lo tengo, pero reconozco que mi soledad es por dentro.
Y es que a veces yo no sé qué hacer. Cien mil versos cantaré sin
falsas, porque estas por lo menos siempre me levantan.
Y es que a veces yo no sé qué hacer. Cien mil versos cantaré sin saber. Y es que a veces yo no sé qué hacer. Cien mil versos cantaré sin saber.
Desnudos. cristal. O en tus ojos cristal. Es el momento para que calientes tu corazón. Ya dejes atrás el miedo que te doy. El miedo que te doy. Sabes que te quiero y que me desespero. Sabes que te quiero y que me desespero. Igual que tú. Igual que tú. Sabes que te quiero y que me desespero. Sabes que te quiero y que me desespero. Igual que tú. Igual que tú.
Wednesday, January 18th, from 7 to 9 p.m., the Jewish Museum and Archives of British Columbia will be presenting a Philosopher's Cafe. The topic? Bearing Witness to Witness Testimony, A Skeptic's Approach. Moderated by Ethan Clow, host of CITR's Radio Free Thinker, the evening will be dedicated to a discussion on eyewitness narratives and their relation to the truth, from the point of view of the law to public perception. Everyone is welcome and registration is not required. For more information, please visit jewishmuseum.ca.
Hey, and we're back. I'm still here with Malcolm from Los Furios.
Hello.
Hello. And, yeah, playing some stuff. We're just in Mexico in November. I had the pleasure to go down with Los Furios and tour with them, as well as Mascatista. Our last band, they were called Exilios. And were they from that town? That
hard to tell, but they had a lot of fans at that show.
Yeah, they did. That's the town that we saw them in was Querétaro.
Yeah, Querétaro. Beautiful town.
Querétaro, beautiful, beautiful town. Some great churches. The bells.
And weird, like, shotguns going off in the background or fireworks. Do you remember that? Random fireworks.
That was, like, and that was weird because, like, the weekend before was the holiday. So I don't know what was going on that day, but there was a lot of fireworks going on.
It's just like, let's keep everybody awake. And random explosions.
Yeah, that was fun. I got to see some break dancers in the square.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Some and in Mexico, there's so many really young bands out there. I remember just randomly seeing, like, really young, like 14, 15-year-olds playing music. Not very well, but the community is like supports them so much. Music is just such a huge part of that community. I don't know the name of that track. I got a CD from Exilios, but there was no track info on it. But they were really great. I got to see them in Querétaro as well. And we were trying to remember. That's probably not. The great band Salon Victoria, they've had some falling out with some of the members, and they had to change their name, and I can't remember what their new name is. Lost something.
It still has the word Victoria.
Is it Los Victors? Or Los...
Not sure, Scotty.
I'm not sure either. Maybe someone magically is texting me that answer right now. Nope. No, they're not. Anyway, they were fantastic. We didn't get to see their whole set. We saw a good chunk of it, though. Always great band. And I know they've been out here to Vancouver, and they really want to come back again.
They played Ska Fest a couple times.
Here in Vancouver. They played down at the Legion that one. I don't know, a lot of the Mexican bands seem to play the Legion.
There was that night they had the Latin Ska band night, basically, there.
Yeah. Of course, and the set in that last set too, we also had Adhesivo with Aveces, which is our old pal Pedro's band, who's just rocking it in El Salvador, and Mascatistas. That track was called Soledad. I got to Kyle and I went on national Mexican radio, and we got to pick some songs and talk about Canadian ska to the Mexican people. And the host of that show gave me a few CDs. And he's got some great taste in music. I was going to play this next track, though, because it's a band from Argentina that have been around since 1986. They're called Los Pericos. And a couple years ago, they put out an album with a ton of amazing guest singers and musicians, including Gregory Isaacs, Michael Rose, the original Wailers, Toots Hibbert, the Scatolites, Pato Banton. If you can track down this CD, again, it's called Pericos and Friends, Los Pericos. The label, I think they just put it out on their own there. Unless this is just one of those Mexican, this might just be one of those Mexican illegal bootlegs. Oh. This could be a bootleg. It looks kind of bootleggy.
It does.
It's similar. Anyway, if you can track it down, it's awesome. And speaking of the original Wailers, the Wailers are playing here in Vancouver on Thursday, January
19th.
Thank you. At Venue. Some reggae stuff happening in Vancouver. Check it out. And the next day on the 20th, Los Fieros are going to be playing at a different Legion.
Yes.
Which I've actually never been to. I've been by there. And I've heard once in a while they've got some really great bands that play there.
Yeah, I think the shows are once a month now.
Yeah.
If not more. That's the ex-Britishman's British Hall. Servicemen Hall.
Yeah.
It's 1400 block of Kingsway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Near Knight Street-ish.
Yeah, just west of Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be awesome.
That's going to be a party.
Yeah, it's going to be a party.
$2 beers, $5 at door, free pool.
Yeah.
Furios.
Easy. Easy peasy party.
Super easy.
Awesome. Okay, this is Los Pericos featuring the original Wailers.
Cuídame bien, que lo mío es serio. Quiero que estés a mi lado esta vez. Voy a fumar mientras te espero. Voy a formar un espacio mejor. Run, 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 run. Con nubes tu nombre. Voy a soñar con tu cara hoy. Voy a pedir que nunca te vayas. Quiero escuchar más palabras de amor. Run, 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 run away. Siempre me pierdo. Quiero que estés a mi lado esta vez. Voy a tomar tu mano en mi mano. Quiero escuchar más palabras de amor. Run, 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 run. mírame bien, que lo mío es serio. Quiero, quiero que estés a mi lado esta vez. Gonna run away.
gotta walk, gotta walk, you gotta walk, gotta walk, gotta walk, gotta walk, you gotta walk, 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 and walk my dirty feet. You gotta walk, 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 and walk my dirty feet. Cause as long as there's a road to go, this I tell you, I'll be walking on. Oh, you gotta walk, 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 and walk my dirty feet. Gotta work, gotta work, gotta work, gotta work, you gotta work, gotta work, gotta work, gotta work, you gotta work, 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 and work my aching. I tell you, I will push on through. Oh, you gotta work, 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 and work my aching hands. Oh, oh, you gotta be, gotta be, gotta be.
Still listening to the Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. That was a band from Denmark called Baby Love and the Van Jangos. The track was called Song of Labor. We also had some old Desmond Decker in there with Soldering. I think we had some Dead 60s in there. I can't remember the name of that track. It's not in front of me right now, but they're a great band. Liverpool. They've been around for a while. I think they broke up and started another band. Anyway, Salon Victoria was also in that set, Zapata, Bofa, and we started off with Los Pericos Runaway, with featuring the Wailers, who are playing in Vancouver on the 19th, I think. Yeah, we got Malcolm here from Los Furios, we're just reminiscing about some Mexican stuff.
Do you remember Scotty, like pretty much every show we played, you know, it's like, where's Scotty? And it's like, well, I hear some dance music out there. He's probably out dancing. And every time I go, like, you're out there getting the crowd going. It's amazing.
Well, that's how I get my exercise. The amount of beer I drink, I have to get rid of it somehow.
Mm, that does make sense.
Yeah. And, you know, Christmas has been a little rough for me this year. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, yeah?
Speaking of dancing... I finally went to Cipriano's Reggae Night at the Waldorf. It happens once a month. It's called... Shit, what's it called? No Tough, I think it's called.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Him and Jay Gunzig DJ'd. They do it once a month, and they also they had it called a few different things. Like a few months ago, it was called "Touched by the Hand of Maud."
Yeah,
amazing, really cool venue at the Waldorf. That little weird room in the
how was the sound system?
Back. Sound system was killer. Mm. The dance floor was killer. People just dancing old ska and reggae and some soul and even some they threw in some two-tone and some other stuff. Great time once a month at the Waldorf. I'm gonna make sure we remember for next month. I'm not sure. I guess it's the first Friday. That would make sense. Or what day was that? That was Saturday. No, that was Friday. First Friday of the month. It's been 2 days, man. Anyway, I had a ball and danced, and it was great. I'll be in the next one for sure.
Scott, you used to DJ at the Bukowski's?
Oh, yeah, way back when.
But you were playing Rocksteady.
Yeah, I did that for about 5 years there, every Friday.
And this is kind of a similar type theme?
Similar theme, but way more of a dance party crowd.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like seriously, as soon as I got there, I went into the room, the dance floor was rocking. And it's all old rock steady, old ska, old reggae.
So basically anybody that likes ska in Vancouver should be there.
If you like dancing and you like the tunes, you should definitely be there.
Yeah, if you're into the old school.
Yeah, amazing. Really, really fun times. Hmm. Yeah, cool. See, you haven't seen that. It's the Mexico
bootleg greatest
Mexico,
hits.
Well, it's semi-official. The greatest hits Los Furios album that was released only in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Is it just called Los Furios? Is it self-titled?
It is.
I can't remember. How many tracks are on that baby?
17.
17 tracks. Some strange ones. Some of them you're not even on or have never heard of before.
Yeah, which is, I'm in the band. Yeah. I haven't even heard of these songs.
Yeah, good times. Anyway,
but I mean,
limited edition.
Yeah, and that's great that someone went and took their own time and put together a mix and spreading the name for us. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What else were we going to talk about this? We were going to talk in March coming up. If you go to the victoriascafest.ca, they haven't announced anything for the festival yet, but they've got some other shows going on in Victoria, and they're bringing this little fun party time to Vancouver in March. They're doing a Sublime tribute with Giraffe Aftermath, Brave New Waves, and the Hillside Hooligans.
Correct.
And I think there's two shows. There's a Shark Club show and an all-ages show at the Ukrainian Hall.
That's correct as well.
Yeah. Is there an extra band at the all-ages, though? Is it?
I believe the Rectals are playing.
The Rectals are playing that one. Mm-hmm. So that's a few months away, but keep that in your brain. And again, Los Furios playing at the
British Men's Servicemen's Club.
Ex-British Servicemen's Club.
Fuck, I always get that wrong. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It happens to me all the time. Yeah, and apparently they do have bands every Friday at that place.
Yeah, and it's a legion. I mean,
it's our buddy Oswaldo's behind that.
Who
does the morning after show. He gets the bands and organizes that. And apparently they've got a great selection of beer there. And the prices are quite amazing.
Right. So I'm sure it's a good vibe.
Yeah. I'm really stoked about that. That's like, again, on the 20th, Friday the 20th. Some other shows coming up in the next few months. From Australia, two nights at the Commodore Ballroom. Tickets are on sale now. Cat Empire. I'm kicking myself that I waited so long to see this band. But when I finally did, I'm like, man, these guys are so fun. Cat Empire. Did I say the dates? I said, where was it? March?
I believe that's April.
April, sorry. April 13th and 14th, Commodore Ballroom, Cat Empire. Try and throw a crack on that in a sec. Mm-hmm.
Pantheon?
Next up, we're going to play one of Mexico's greatest bands. And man, they are really fantastic. I got to see them the first time I went down to Mexico City. They played at Vive Latino. And there's some amazing footage of Panteón Rococó on YouTube if you want to check that out.
For sure.
Also on this set, I'm going to play some Toots of the Maytals, backed by the Scatolites, and also with Terry Hall and Uroy. He's just gotten out of the hospital. He's had some throat surgery, but he should be back on the road because that guy tours nonstop. it seems.
He's like James Brown of
reggae. Brown of reggae. Toots, he's recovering well. And there have been rumors that King Stitt had passed away, but they are false. He is in Kingston Hospital, and he's still with us. So yesterday there was a ton of rest in peace, King Stitt. But no, he, the ugliest man in reggae is still alive. So, anyway, this is Pantheon Rococo.
Comienza a pasar por la avenida, va circulando el alma obrera de mi ciudad, gente que siempre está trabajando y su descanso lo ocupa pa' soñar. Pa' soñarse, carnal. Después de 8 horas de andar laborando, desesperanza se siente en el hogar, pues con la friega que hay a diario ya no alcanza pa' progresar. Y así han pasado decenas de años, pues en un mundo globalizado la gente pobre no tiene lugar. Alcanza pa' tragar y la carencia.
Arriba
los salarios,
abajo.
Y yo le digo a mi Teresa, no me voy a resignar.
Y la carencia,
arriba los salarios,
abajo.
Con lo que gano en esta empresa no me alcanza pa' tragar.
Y la carencia,
arriba los salarios,
abajo.
Y yo le digo a mi Teresa, vente, vamos a bailar. Porque
el
antidoping, el salario,
la
Sabina, la maldita, el tabaco, el salón.
Yes.
till I found a way.
So we're out of time. That was an old Los Ferios tune featuring Mr. Dros Alfaro on vocals there. Presso.
Presso.
From the Megalith album.
Still not sure what that
Warning
means.
Warning shot. Presso. Yeah. Memories. I'm sure he told us.
It sounds happy and positive, yeah. Though.
And we had some good tours. You know what? I really hope that Adesivo also comes out to Canada in the next year or so.
Scarfest, Dane. Yeah.
Dane, if you're listening.
Let's get these guys out here.
Hot shit. Yeah. Okay, there's a bunch of other stuff I really wanted to play, but we're out of time. This is going out to... this is for King Stitt, who is still alive. King Stitt, the ugliest man in reggae. See you next week.
is the days of rot, Eastwood. I am the ugly one. If you want me, meet me at the big gun down. I am Van Cleef! Die! Die!